News, most of Queensland is expecting sunny weather over Easter with light coastal showers expected in areas like Kaygari and the Sunshine Coast. But in far north Queensland, the Lockhart River community remains cut off after torrential rain damaged the airport runway. Repairs are expected to finish sometime today.
In national news, researchers are saying rising temperatures nationwide could lead to an increase in mental health disorders among young Australians in coming years. A study led by a team at the University of Adelaide School of Public Health found that climate change would increase mental health challenges significantly by 2050. This research is the latest among the growing number of reports urging people to prepare for the impact of heat on mental health across Australia.
When asked which areas would face funding cuts to repair the budget deficit if Labor is re-elected, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese declined to provide a direct answer, but firmly ruled out cuts to health and education. Instead, he criticised the opposition, saying that he rules out doing what the Coalition did, which is ripping money out of health, education and the ABC. He reassured that funding would not be taken from essential services.
In international news, Harvard University has rejected a list of demands from the White House that ask the institution to change many of its policies. In a statement released on X, the university said they will not surrender their independence or constitutional rights. The Trump administration sent Harvard a letter containing a list of requirements they said were designed to fight anti-Semitism on campus. These included changes to Harvard's governance, hiring practices, and admissions procedures. Harvard said that although they don't take their obligation to fighting anti-Semitism lightly, the government was overreaching.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all of your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Just so you know, the next song will probably contain some coarse language and adult themes.